Are you one of the 149 million people over the age of 16 who enjoy spending time recreating in God's creation? If so, we'd like to invite you to join us on today's Trail to Adventure. Together, we'll meet outdoor personalities who are using what they do, a field or stream, to show those in their sphere of influence about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
Well, all right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors. We're in Nashville, Tennessee. This is at the Archery Trade Association show. It's a place where folks come in who own stores, mom and pop type stores that sell hunting, archery equipment, fishing, that kind of thing, to buy products to put on the shelves so you can go out and field, do the things that you do. There's big stores here as well that you might be familiar with, catalog stores and so on and so forth. Had a chance to visit with some of my friends at the Nightingale Game Call booth, saw an individual that I had had a chance in Kansas some years ago through Cecil Carter to meet, and we did an outdoor event together, and that is Chris Parrish. And Chris, quite the game caller, and we're going to talk about that, but first time on God's Great Outdoors, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be here. And what a great atmosphere to be in with all the hunting and fishing stuff here. That's my home page right there.
Well, certainly you would think at a game call booth you'd be hearing the turkey calling and the elk calling. I'm not hearing a lot of that anywhere in the show this year. Kind of a strange atmosphere. Maybe it has something to do with Nashville and everybody wants to hear all those great singers. I don't know. But let's talk a little bit about the fact that you, at that event, working with Hank, and you're going to do some turkey calling, but Hank Parker was actually the one that was going to be presenting the gospel. Cecil inviting you, that connection. I know he's part of the company. How did all of that event take place? There may be some folks that are even listening that were at that.
Well, Cecil and I have been friends for many years, and I've known Hank for many years. In fact, I've built a lot of turkey calls for Hank. Let's call it private label, under the table type stuff, personal stuff. Through that, Cecil, knowing that I was a Christian, wanted me to come down there as a caller, someone that's in the outdoor industry with a face that has a little bit of recognition due to my turkey calling, to come down and present a little bit of my testimony along with doing some turkey calling and kind of prep the audience in favor for being ready for Hank to share his testimony, which, if anyone's ever had the pleasure to hear Hank speak and give his testimony, that's quite pleasurable and quite uplifting.
It certainly can change lives, and we have Hank's testimony on the track. And the fact of the matter is he's also on the evangelistic DVD, True Stories of Pro Outdoorsmen, sharing his testimony there. It can be seen on our homepage on the website. Powerful testimony of how he came to Christ because of his father's death and being at that funeral. Certainly, reality can hit you right between the eyes when you're there seeing someone for the last time before they're lowered into the ground. Chris, want to find out how you got involved into turkey calling, into the outdoors as a young person. Why don't we visit there to start with?
Well, I was very fortunate growing up that I had a grandfather that had a farm, and so I spent a lot of time on that farm as a little bitty child, and my dad involved me in the shooting sports as a very young child, and when I was around 8 years old, he took me fall turkey hunting for the first time. Now, that was, I believe, the second year. Might have been the first year that we had a fall turkey season in the state of Missouri. And though I was unsuccessful that first morning, before we left the woods, I got to hear turkeys gobbling, I got to hear turkeys keeking, yelping, everything that they do. Of course, at the time, I didn't know what the vocalization was. Now I know it as well as I do English, but it intrigued me that they had a language of their own. And the thought occurred to me, you know, if you were good at speaking their language of calling like that and being good at it, you might be more successful at taking game home. So that's what encouraged me to become a better caller and a better hunter, was just that first morning. And of course, thank God for the turkey, and thank God for my dad for, you know, putting me in the outdoors and giving me that opportunity.
Well, certainly, probably when you took turkey home and your mom cooked it up, you were thanking God for that aroma. It smells so good. And folks, that's reminding me that my wife, Cindy, is standing by to share today's recipe. Do send in your recipes, how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants that you're harvesting. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of an activity it is you like to do. And for that recipe, you'll get a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, are autographed. And we'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time of field or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, again at the Archery Trade Association show this year in Nashville, Tennessee. Moves around the country. You got to follow it if you want to visit with some of these folks and get interviews. We're again with Chris Parrish. Chris, David Hale told me that he thinks you're probably far better than him. In fact, he said, Jerry, I think he's probably one of the best turkey callers in the nation. You've won a few times at the national championships. Let's talk about going to championships and getting good enough that you can even place, let alone be the winner.
I've been very, very blessed. I have won the Grand Nationals in some event, whether it be an open, a champion of champions, or team 10 times, and I've won the world 11 times. It's like anything in life. You get out of it what you put into it. A professional sports player becomes good because they have good work ethic and they work hard at what they do. And a good golfer becomes good because he puts a lot of time in on the range. A good archery shooter becomes good because he shoots thousands and thousands of arrows. And you practice. And you build calls, you listen to turkeys. My biggest thing was to listen to a turkey, pick out those that I can get really close to sounding like, and then develop that sound around that. And because I'm in the game call business of being able to build calls, I can better do that because I can continue to tweak and make things get to the exact sound that I want. And then it's a matter of just practice. It's repeatable practice. Kind of like if I was going to put it in a nutshell, shooting a bow. If you stand behind it, release the arrow exactly the same way every time, aim the same way every time, and keep your bow arm up, the arrow is going to hit the X every time. And so you get to where you practice that call to the point where when you put it in your mouth and they ask for a cluck and purr, it's automatic. You don't think about it happening. It just happens. And it's hours of practice, hours of listening, and then when you step on stage, one of the things is the judges don't know who you are. They're behind a curtain. You're a number. And so the MC calls out for a particular call. And usually there's 5 to 7 calls that he'll call for. You have to know every one of them. And there's coincidentally 32 calls that a turkey does. So they can pick from any of these 32 calls. And you know them the day before the contest. So you have about 24 hours basically to practice the calls to get to know what, you know, calls you're going to do. And they call out a call. You have to perform the call. And upon that performance, that individual call is judged from a scale from 0 to 20. And when it's all tallied up, they throw the high score and the low score out. And the rest of them tallied up is the winning scores.
Well, let me make sure I got it correctly. Turkeys do 32 different calls, but the night before you're going to do the contest, they've narrowed it down to X number. You know about that, and so you have to really make sure that you're practicing those calls in order to be able to be ready for that particular day of the contest.
Correct. One thing you have to do for the Nationals is qualify, unless you win it. After you've won the Nationals, you're automatically qualified to call in it for life. I retired last year from calling. That was my last year of calling. But if I so choose to go back and start calling, I can go back and start calling anytime I want to because I'm qualified forever by winning it. And so most people have to qualify. They'll have to go to a regional or state sanctioned contest, meaning it has to be involved some way by the NWTF. And once they win or place in the top 3, then they're qualified to go and call in the Grand Nationals. And that's only in the preliminary round. There's a preliminary round. So in the preliminaries, we'll have 50 to 60 callers. And then that 50 or 60 is cut to the top 12. Mm. And the top 12 go on to call in the finals.
Well, that event is at the National Wild Turkey Federation Convention every year, sometime in February. I believe most of the time it's here in Nashville. It's something that the public is allowed to come to. This show that I'm at is not open to the public. I'm here because we're media, we're doing interviews, and the other folks are here because they're buying products or selling products. So you might consider, if you live close, that you can go down to the Turkey Federation Convention, find out when it's happening, when the calling is going to take place versus when the convention is happening, and you'd get a chance to hear some great turkey calling and might get involved yourself. I know there's some young people that do it as well. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
Matthew's incredible bow innovations continue with their new V3, arguably the most stable hunting bow Matthews has ever created. Featuring a brand new center guard, a roller system that stops the cams so that the cams are always perfectly timed. Then with the new V3 riser, it makes for a more stable shooting platform. The longest riser to date, mixed with a compact axle-to-axle length, has the new V3 bow calling to you to get to your Matthews dealer to test fire the new V3 today.
God's Great Outdoors has spent countless hours researching and developing tracks, books, and DVD products that will help you grow in your relationship with the Creator God. And these ministry items found on our website will also attract interest in those you recreate with. Now, isn't it about time that you check out what's available to give a loved one that enjoys the outdoors but doesn't yet know the one who made it? Visit our website at ggoutdoors.org.
We're back. Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, again at the Archery Trade Association show. Opportunity to be with some folks in the industry who you might see on TV. Again, I have a face made for radio, so I'm not on TV, but some of these folks are here. They're doing these outdoor shows, and right now, again, we're with Chris Parrish. Chris, I imagine you've been on TV a few times. I think I've seen you, but that wouldn't be your real claim to fame when it comes to how you came to a point where you realized you needed to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Why don't you talk about what happened in your life and how you realized you needed to have the Lord and He would answer prayer and you were praying for something?
Well, everybody has a story and a path they go down. I was very fortunate to have a family that was involved in church as a young child. And as I got older, like a lot of children do, you make your own way and you stray a little bit. And of course, went on and got married. And my wife and I tried to have children. And eventually she was pregnant. And we had our little boy, Rusty. And Rusty decided that he wanted to come into this world way earlier than he needed to come into this world. And he was born at 23 weeks and 5 days gestation. To make that layman's terms, he was born 5 months early. Very, very, very premature. Chance of even making it into this world alive was about 20%. And so I've always been a believer, but I also strayed, knowing that my son, all the doctors in the world, regardless of how great they are, there was only one doctor that was going to be able to save his life, and that was Jesus Christ. So I been on my knee every day and prayed. I once again opened my arms up to have Jesus come into my life, And along with prayers of thousands and thousands of friends and family, my son now is 10 years old, healthy as a horse, and beats his daddy up every chance he gets. So that was the event in my life that led me to totally turn my life around and open myself up and to become the person that hopefully I am that everyone sees today.
Well, certainly this scripture talks about the fact that we are becoming new. It's a process, being in God's Word, spending time in the Word daily, and meditating on that Word, praying, and gathering together one with another. Folks that don't think they need to go to church, well, the scripture says otherwise. So it's as much for those people that we're going to be joining with as it is for us and the need that we have. The story, a little bit to my point of how I came to Christ, was realizing I was on my way to hell. We had an 18-month-old baby. My wife and I didn't want to stay together, but we couldn't stand apart. And yet, growing up the way that I had, I realized that I was on my way to hell. I didn't care. And I started picturing that little 18-month-old burning in the fires of hell because I knew that he might follow in my footsteps as I had in my dad's. And that was the turning point for me. I just could not bear to picture the thought of that little child that I loved so much one day being a man and dying and going to hell. So certainly something that people can be thinking about right now as they're listening, where they're at, their relationship with Christ. If their family, then they love them so much, but if they died, they'd wonder where they're at. Chris, before we depart, there might be something God's laid on your heart that you might want to share with the listener as well, and could be something that one or more of the individuals needs to hear.
Well, the things that I like to bring up in seminars that I want people to understand, we look at this world and we take so many things for granted. Especially those who have been very blessed in life, they start taking things for granted. And I remember doing a speaking engagement with Hank actually in Atlanta, Georgia a few years ago. When I was giving the seminar, I have a piece of footage that I show of a big gobbler, and he's strutting through his cut cornfield. In fact, Cecil Carter filmed this. And I eventually harvest this turkey, but he's strutting through this cornfield. He comes from about 300 yards, and he gets into about 75 yards, and he's in full strut, full frame, the sun beating down on him, big red head, just blowed up like a Volkswagen. And I stopped the video, and I looked around at the crowd, and I said, you have to ask yourself one question. Is it by accident that that gobbler was given the ability to strut and gobble, and by whim that we were chosen to hunt this turkey? Or is God a turkey hunter? Was that animal created for us for our joy? And to me, that hits home with so many things. People are created for our own joy. Though people can create havoc for others, but they're created for our own joy. And so I asked everyone that, regardless of where you're at in life, find someone that can bring you joy and make sure that you go out and you pass that joy on. Find something in life that brings you joy. Pass that thing that brings you joy on to someone else. And eventually, maybe we all can see the joy that God meant for us to see.
If we weren't able to see the colors that the turkey's head changes and how the lights bounce off that iridescence of the wings and the breasts and so on and so forth, if it all happened by accident, it probably would have been in black and white. And I think that's the black and white of what's being shared here, folks, that Jesus is the joy. He was given to us by his Father, and all the sins of the world were placed on him, and he took the punishment for us all. We want to remember that and realize that we have to accept that gift. It's not just because we've gone to church or that we try to do good. It's because of Jesus, the blood that he shed, and coming under that blood. So, Chris, appreciate the fact that you were willing to break away from the show here. I know you've got some clients you need to be talking to and fans as well. Appreciate you sharing also with all the listeners here on God's Great Outdoors.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Now, friends, we certainly don't want to let our time in the outdoors pass without taking advantage of the opportunity to share about the Creator God, Jesus Christ. If you'd be interested in getting some of Hank Parker's tracks, More Than Winning and Losing, you can go to our website's web store. The website is ggoutdoors.org. And then again, you go to the store, there's an assortment of tracks that are there. And also, Hank Parker, as we've talked about him, his testimony is on our homepage. It's one of the 41 different pros that share on the True Stories DVD, and you can listen to it right there on our homepage. There's a link there. Now, as Chris was talking about practice to become the kind of turkey caller, doing things over and over and over again, the same thing is true with our witnessing. The more that we do it, the easier it will be for us, the less uncomfortable. Opportunities at restaurants to ask the waitress if there's something we can pray for them, and then in the end, with a generous tip, giving them a track because we built a relationship with them just in asking about their need and our ability to pray. And believe me, it has an impact, because there have been times that we have seen waitresses come to tears as something's going on in their life. Now, Romans 1:20 tells us we're without excuse when we're in the creation to not realize that there is a Creator God from what has been made. That word, what has been made, in the original language is poemo, where we get our modern day word poem. And you know, the only other place that's found is Ephesians 2:10. For we're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which He has prepared in advance. Now, in this verse, the word workmanship is also, in the original language, the word poemo. So when people see us as changed life, they should be drawn to Jesus Christ, the Creator God. The same is true when they're in God's creation. Combining both of those is outdoor ministry, and it gives folks a double barrel shot at the Creator God, if you will. We're called to the Great Commission. It's not what our pastor is supposed to be doing. It's what we're all supposed to be doing. And I truly hope you'll prayerfully consider that as you're doing things in God's creation or whatever you might do in everyday life. Chances to share what Jesus has done for you and what He can do for those people that you cross trails with. Now, if you're listening today and you don't have the assurance that if you died this minute, you'd be able to stand in the presence of God and have Him welcome you in, friend, that's a terrible place to be. And you're wishing maybe there's someone you could speak to. You know there is. 24/7, there's someone that will talk to you. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 1-888-NEED-HIM. Again, that's 1-888 in the words NEED HIM. An opportunity for you to ask questions and have someone help you begin that first time relationship by praying to receive Jesus Christ, what He did for you, shedding His blood on the cross to cover those sins. It's a free gift. You don't have to do anything for it. Scripture says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will be saved. There's people there that can help you answer any questions that you might have that's holding you back. Again, don't wait. Make that call. The alternative is separation from God in hell. You don't want that. 1-888-NEED-HIM. I promise you'll be so glad that you made that call. Go ahead, do it right now.
Ex-Cincinnati Reds catcher Brian Dorsett remembers the time his boat almost got away. It happened quite a few years ago while Brian was still in college. He and a neighbor friend took off on one of their usual fishing trips. Mike Watson and Brian loaded an old John boat in the back of the pickup truck, and down the road they went. Leaving their home in Terre Haute, Indiana, they whizzed down the highway. But their trip was about to be interrupted. The two young men had failed to tie the boat down properly, or what Brian doesn't know. But looking in his rearview mirror, Brian Dorsett could see the John boat had suddenly gone airborne about 20 feet above the roadway. The watercraft landed on the pavement and, with sparks flying, came to a stop right in the path of the vehicle behind them. The driver of that old pickup truck slammed on his brakes and skidded to a stop. However, an old engine in the pickup's bed proceeded to advance forward right into the rear of the pickup's cab. Well, praise God, no one was hurt, but they were hot under the collar. After apologizing to the other driver, the two men reloaded the scratched and dinged up otherwise seaworthy craft back into their pickup truck. After arriving at the favorite farm pond, they both had a great day fishing. Now, Brian Dorsett may have almost lost it when it came to his John boat, and he's lost a ball game or two. But one place he didn't lose it, and that's where it comes to his eternity, through Jesus Christ. You can also be assured of an eternal home and have the peace that passes all understanding. For a free booklet on the subject by Ron Lindner, titled The End of the Line, Contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by phone, mail, or email.
We'd like to send you a Should Man Hunt? What Does the Bible Say? Bookmark. To get a free copy, go to the website to order at ggoutdoors.org.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.